Welcome to the RFU podcast, asking the questions you want answered and showcasing the best of rugby up and down the country. Johnny May on his journey from LV Young Player to England International, and McCall, Kerr and Evans geared up for Europe. Hello, I'm Simon Ward. Well, as domestic competition gives way to the European variety, already English teams have looked to maintain and move through different gears. King's Home last Friday night was the scene for one of the most dramatic finishes you could imagine, as James Hook's last-ditch long-range penalty forced his Gloucester team over the line ahead of Saracens. One of Hook's teammates was, of course, winger Johnny May. This week, Russ Hargreaves took the opportunity to sit down with the England flyer to reflect on where he's been and, hopefully, where he'll be going.
Well, I'm here with Johnny May, and Johnny, we're just at the end of the tunnel here at King's Holm, and obviously it was the site of an epic victory last Friday night that I had the pleasure of watching. We'll come on to that and a few other things in a moment, but we're here courtesy of LV, and of course the LV Cup ongoing at the moment, and you the LV Breakthrough Award winner back in 2012, which was a huge springboard for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, the LV Cup gave me a great opportunity as a young player to go out there and get some game time for Gloucester in a first team game, play different positions and really just go out there fearless and try new things, essentially, and you learn a lot. I did have a breakthrough season that season. It was the year that I went from a young academy guy into a first team player, and the LV Cup was a really fundamental part of that. And on top of that, to win that award just really did give me a lot of confidence in myself, because it meant that I was recognised almost from not just from other people, really. That does mean something to you as a player that can hack it at this level. And from then on, I've just kept working hard and managed to play in some more first team games, and things have gone well. But yeah, definitely about the LV Cup, it might have been a bit different, because I might have not have got those opportunities.
You look at obviously the players that were just shortlisted the year you won it: George Ford, Jonathan Joseph, your colleague now here, Matt Kvesic, who was at Worcester at the time. Some quality players have all, again, used this kind of springboard.
Yeah, I mean, all young players, talented young players, have to start somewhere, and the LV Cup is different to an A-League game or a loan game, because it is a first team game for your club, and you're playing against quality opposition, and you're playing in front of hopefully a home crowd or a good away crowd, and it puts you under that pressure that is as close as you're going to get to a Premiership game or a Europe game. And like I said, it is an actual first team game which really challenges you to go out there and show what you can do, because if you can do it there, then you're more than likely to be able to do it in the Premiership or in Europe. And if you can do that and show it to yourself and show it to your coaches, you're going to get chances.
2 or 3 years on, you'll hopefully be involved with England during the next LV break, but 2 key games for Gloucester in the group and home games as well, and a chance for the lads to maybe make it through to another semi-final.
Yeah, it really isn't just about, when I look at it now, not just young players, but also it's important to the club, because it can show fans what you're about coming forward into the future. And for us, especially where we are at the moment, we've just won 2 Premiership games, which are really important to the club. We're going to go into Europe now. We're at the top of the group, and we are going to go out there and try our best to secure a home quarterfinal. So if we're to win those 4 games, which is obviously ultimately our target in a row, huge for the club. But we come to the LV and we want to keep that momentum going. It's important to us, and it's important to our fans and coaches and players. And if we can show what we're building towards in the future with some more young players, and we have got some good young players like Steph Reynolds and well, they're not even young anymore, but Gareth Evans, you saw what he did off the bench.
Callum Brayley as well with,
yeah,
that try.
Exactly. So Callum Brayley, we have some great young players, Henry Purdy and guys like that. So we'll get to see these guys, and I'm confident that they're gonna be able to show what they can do, and it'll be nice for the crowd to see it as well.
Got to mention, obviously, we're not that far, are we, really, in real terms, from where James Hook banged over that incredible penalty to win on Friday night. That was just an electric atmosphere. I was real privileged to be here for.
Yeah, it was a great moment for us, because we essentially know that we've got great players in our team. We know that we are a developing team, and we're maybe not as privileged enough to have been together as long as other teams, but we are very much confident in what we're about and where we're going. And even though the pressure's been coming on externally, we've stayed true to ourselves. And it's those moments where we really show what we do believe in ourselves. And that kick was very significant to us, because we needed a win at home, and on reflection, I think we deserved the win as well.
Just a quick word on Oyonnax next up into Europe, obviously a team that's punched above their weight, and it could be quite an interesting match, that one, actually.
Yeah, as is the case of all French teams, they're going to be big and physical, but I still think that we're at home, we've got a home quarter final at stake, we're going to go full strength and go as hard as we can. And like I said, we're a team that's building and developing, and we need to maintain momentum and keep making progress. So it's as big a game as any other game for us, and I'm personally really looking forward to getting out there.
If we can finish with a couple of minutes on England, obviously from here, Johnny, fingers crossed when that EPS is named in a few days, you'll be in it again, having had an excellent autumn. Really enjoyed watching your try, obviously, against New Zealand, two against Samoa, and hopefully now you're just really making those international strides as well.
Yeah, I mean, since the internationals, I've come back to Gloucester. It hasn't been easy. Like I said, we're still a developing team, but I'm still working extremely hard in the week to keep improving as a player and to do my best for Gloucester. And off the back of that, hopefully I'll get more chances for England. I was happy with how it went in the autumn. I still feel like I'm improving as a player, so I'll keep working hard, and if I get chances, I've just got to go out there and hopefully take them.
I think a lot of people knew what you were about and what you could bring to the table, but for me, just watching you streak home against the All Blacks may have cemented that in a few more people's minds, and it's something I guess to live up to for a while to come.
Yeah, definitely, but I'm not happy just to say, oh, that's what I've done and be happy with that. I'm constantly looking at ways to improve and move forwards, and I just want to keep working hard and improving and do more, play more games for England and put out there some more great performances and keep making progress, really, because that's really what I'm about.
You mentioned staying on your toes, and obviously the year after you, Jack Noll, won the LV Breakthrough Award at Exeter. We've got Marlon Yard back on form and scoring consistently for Quins. It's going to be an interesting battle, the Bath boys out wide, just for those England shirts on the wings, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's another reason why it was so significant to be involved in the autumn as a first choice winger, because I was very aware of all the great players that are around me, and it's a tough position. It's playing for England. There's great players in all positions, and like you said, there are numerous wingers that are definitely capable of playing internationally, and it's just a case of us trying our best, and the decision's really out of our hands. But that's why we've just got to focus on ourselves and work hard and try and do our best.
Just got to quickly mention, while we're on England, poor old Ben Morgan, obviously really sad to see him pick up his injury, and Nick Wood too, but fingers crossed for Ben to get back as soon as he can, because he's a quality player who was banging for.
Yeah, I feel really sorry for Morgs. He's a great player, he's a Gloucester boy, and he's a mate as well, and he, like you said, he's been playing some great rugby. He's been the form of his life almost, and to have that injury is a real blow, but he just got to take it in his stride, really work hard to get back, and I'm sure there's more to come from him in the future, so he'll just have to hold tight for a bit and recuperate and come back stronger, but I'm really gutted for him.
And just to round this all off, we're here at Kingsholm, of course, which is a World Cup venue. We'll have Scotland, Japan here, and a couple of other very exciting games. Great for Gloucester and for the city and for Kingsholm, but hopefully for you as well, fingers crossed, keep this up and you could have a home World Cup in a few months' time.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this is a huge season, especially now that I'm on the fringes and being involved with England and things, there's lots of big games, not just for club but internationally, and obviously the thought of being involved in a home World Cup would be sensationally great, but I've just got to keep grounded and know that anything can happen. It's a long way away, and I've just got to keep focused on myself and working hard and improving, because that will give me the best chance of being involved.
And if you could be, and obviously for the city here as well, how brilliant for the country, and what a springboard for rugby.
Yeah, it's going to do great things for rugby, the World Cup. The whole nation's going to get behind England, hopefully, and hopefully we can go out there and make the country proud.
Well, as Johnny mentioned there, it was a huge win for the Cherry and Whites last weekend. For their opposition, it was tough to take. Though Saracens director rugby Mark McCall remained positive ahead of the visit of Munster this weekend.
Big games are coming thick and fast. It's the first knockout game of the year, effectively. We're back at Allianz Park. Today's our first loss in six matches in an unbelievably tight game. And We'll certainly be up for the Munster game next week.
Leicester know that they need revenge over the Scarlets at Welford Road to remain in contention. Whilst their victors last weekend, Harlequins, will host familiar faces in Wasps at the Stoop on Saturday evening. Quins halfbacks Danny Kerr and Nick Evans are distinctly aware of the threat that Dai Young's team brings with them.
A not so local rivalry anymore, but you know, I think it's great what they're doing over there, and I think, you know, girlfriend's from Coventry, so I know how the support's going up there. People go mad for Wasps, and it's great to see that they're settled down there. But yeah, huge game. We know how tough they are. They're playing some incredible rugby at the moment. You know, the back row, they've got their flyers out wide, and the front row they've got as well. Really tough team to play. Like you say, we've managed to beat